With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. After that day, everything was different. The first disciples witnessed a dead man walking. Their lives would be forever changed. On numerous occasions, Jesus showed up in resurrected form before he ascended into heaven. In this season, we will examine six after Easter encounters with Jesus. What did he say? What did he do? In what practical ways does resurrection change my life today? Nothing will ever be the same.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, your scars are your trophies, proof of your unfailing love for me. I am haunted by the guilt of my past, the sins of my present, and my fear of the future. Lord, at the cross you said, "It is finished." So I stop my worry. I rest in you. You have done it all. Amen.
The Confession. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Lord, forgive my fugitive ways. I turn and I run from you. Forgive my criminal acts of hypocrisy and self-righteousness. Forgive my violations of arrogance and selfishness. Forgive me for denying you, ignoring you, disregarding you. I am the one at fault. I have no other help but to turn my face to you and plead with the thief on the cross, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. The word for today from Luke chapter 24. Again, this week we're looking at the end of Luke 24, Jesus' appearance to his disciples. Today's verse is Luke 24, verse 41. Simple question. Jesus asked, "Have you anything here to eat?" the meditation. Today's meditation is by Megan Rogner. We've been having what I call a band of writers contribute to the Daily Pattern. You can find all of their bios on our website, including Megan's, at thedailypattern.org. Megan Rogner, in particular, is kind of the manager of the band of writers. I'm grateful to her for putting together a style guide and kind of editing and getting these different meditations together. Here's Megan's meditation for today. One of the surprising disappointments of the pandemic is that I've missed cooking for and eating with people outside of my family. From the absence of the abundant Sunday morning snack table at my church, to eating lunch by myself in my classroom at work, I certainly haven't suffered from a lack of food, but rather the loss of a shared experience with others. So often food means more than just the sustenance required to live. We use food to express creativity, to evoke memories, to care for others. And that's why I love that when Jesus appears to his disciples in Luke 24, he asks for something to eat. The disciples are scared and confused at that moment. They think he's a spirit. Jesus tells them to touch him, feel his human flesh. Even at this, the disciples are disbelieving, Luke writes, disbelieving for joy. It's too good to be true. And this is when Jesus asks for something to eat. In sharing their food, he is sharing an undeniably human experience with them. In all of the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus, I love how his followers aren't convinced by the wondrous elements, like angels outside of the tomb, appearances in locked rooms. Rather, they're convinced by the mundane, a name spoken in love, a piece of broiled fish. Isn't this what distinguishes the Christian faith? A God who knows our need for human connection to the divine. In discussing Jesus' incarnation, the artist Scott Erickson says, "His being human affirms our being human. He affirms that we, in some mysterious way, are an amalgamation of something seen and unseen, that we came from somewhere and we are going somewhere, just like he did. And this physical world is the doorway to that somewhere. And God is not only present to us there, God is right alongside us here." The greatest source of comfort and hope for me in Jesus' story is the relationship he has with his followers. He knows them so intimately. And when they fail in faith or understanding, which they constantly do, which I constantly do, he meets them where they are and leads them forward. In this particular moment, he is seconds away from opening their minds to understanding the scriptures and telling them that they will soon be clothed with power from on high. But first, the broiled fish, the shared human moment. The door opens, and as we cross the threshold, we walk both with him and toward him. We pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for understanding and meeting our human needs. In the nourishment of our bodies and our relationships with other people, please let us always see you and know you better. Amen. The benediction from Hebrews chapter 13. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, may he equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.